Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program. Accelerant is one of the nation's fastest growing ad technology and digital marketing services provider. They're focusing on marketing advertising software for local media companies. In just more than 3 years, the Denver-based company has executed thousands of campaigns in more than 200 U.S. and international markets. Their goal, to make digital marketing accessible to every business. Accelerant has won numerous awards for their technology and team, including recent awards in four categories in the 15th Annual American Business Awards. Brock Berry is Accelerant CEO and founder, recognized as an innovation leader with experience managing sales, operations, product development, marketing, and new businesses development. As Senior Vice President of Ad Taxi Networks, he managed thousands of digital campaigns in 10 different countries. Brock was also Vice President of National Sales at Media News Group, Director of Major Accounts at the Denver Post, Director of National Sales for Clarity Media Group, a graduate of Indiana University. And Shelby Carlson is co-founder and Senior Vice President of Sales for Accelerant. Known as a serial entrepreneur and seasoned sales leader, she started, funded, and managed her own successful businesses. She's the former owner of Colorado Wellness Center and A-Line Flight, businesses she began and managed after graduating from Colorado State University. And previously, Shelby was director of social and mobile at Digital First Media, implementing strategy and training for 75 daily newspapers. Recognized as thought leaders in local digital advertising, Brock Berry and Shelby Carlson of Accelerant join us on This Week in America. Brock, Shelby, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick.
It's great to be here.
There is so much to talk about on this program, and the technology may have changed from the time we started the show, so we'll try to cover what's out there. You know, you each, as I mentioned, had success in your careers on the cutting edge of digital marketing. What led the two of you, along with John Chamberlain, to find and form Accelerant a couple of years ago? What was the basis for forming Accelerant?
So, you know, we came from a place where we saw the future and what every single marketer ultimately needed. And we started that with Ad Taxi and understood that there was a serious, you know, need, because it's very confusing and there's tons of platforms and products, and it's difficult for a marketer to understand exactly what to buy and how much, and are they getting the right technology, and are they working with the right team. So our job and our goal was to create a process that was simple and easy, and even the local dry cleaner or the local restaurant could have the same technology and capabilities as the Best Buys and the Apples of the world. And so we knew that it was possible to give those local marketers access, and we wanted to make it simple and easy and understandable for any single marketer to run. And that was our main goal. And the only way to do that was to create a platform that streamlined the very confusing back end of what digital marketing has come to be today.
You know, Brock, that's interesting, because I had mentioned that maybe technology has changed from the time we started talking in this program a few minutes ago. It really is constantly changing, and you see people that think, okay, I have to take part in this digital platform that they're talking about. I need to be there. But there's a difference, isn't there, between being there and doing it the right way so it's effective for you?
I think that's a good point. I mean, the reality is the platform that Shelby's referencing allows the people that we work with to be able to execute highly sophisticated programs in the ever-changing landscape of technology on behalf of small business owners, local marketers. And because it's always changing, these types of tools and the expertise that this system gives them are absolutely critical if you want to be able to run a local car dealership campaign the same way Apple Computers is going to run their digital marketing campaign. So these tools are really important if we want to bring the same type of sophistication and advantages that the big companies get to the local market.
What's amazing, as I'm reading, as we're preparing for the program, what you will put together with Accelerant. And by the way, the website is very simple, adcelerant.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly. Brock Berry and Shelby Carlson, our guest in the program, as we talk about this. Shelby, talk about the proprietary software, because I mentioned the awards that you won. One was for this revolutionary software, the other for the team members. Let's talk about the software first of all. Talk about this platform and how this really is, for a small business owner, this really is a godsend for them. This is revolutionary.
Yeah, absolutely. The fact is we built something that handled all steps of the process, and that starts with proposals.marketing, which is essentially helping a sales representative figure out what they should be selling to the local marketer based on the goals and objectives and the industry of who they're trying to sell to. And, you know, you had talked about how it's changed and it's become incredibly confusing. There's search engine marketing and search engine optimization and programmatic advertising and display and email and Facebook. And at this point, it's become a little bit complicated to tell a local sales marketer exactly what they should buy. In fact, we've worked with a lot of media companies and they have a problem because the sales rep just says, oh, you know, spend $500 on this or spend $1,000 on this. And the fact is that they're not using kind of the complexity and the expertise to figure out exactly what they should be buying. So proposals.marketing uses, you know, our proprietary technology and uses sources like Think with Google to be able to figure out what the compilation of the smart marketing campaign should be for any single advertiser. And then that's just step one. And then the next step is actually being able to execute that on all of these different platforms. And that can get also very complicated. But with our system, you approve a proposal and you hit execute and it goes into our system and we're able to, you know, execute on all those multiple platforms on the proposal that was built. And then beyond that, once you're running that campaign, you want to be able to have transparent reporting to be able to prove the return on investment of what the marketer had said yes to. And that is where reports.marketing comes in. And so kind of this bundled product that we called UI.marketing or user interface, which is just the most simple white labeled version that any single marketer or media company could use, is one platform that does it all. And, you know, we came from Digital First Media or the Denver Post, and we were using like 10 different platforms to run one campaign. And that became very cumbersome and complicated and expensive. And so our software was really created not only for the media company so that they could do what our type of company does with ease and efficiency and with less overhead, but the marketer, the end user, also had something that they could understand and believed in and can prove out their return on investment.
You know, it's so important, and we're able, and hopefully we'll have time to talk about it, to go to where your customers are now. We can pinpoint, unlike we could do 10, 15, 20 years ago. And at the website at Celerant.com, there's an area on there where they have blogs from Shelby as well as Brock and other team members. And Brock, it's interesting you're talking about, as you're looking ahead, we're looking ahead to 2017. You're saying basically what you were trying to achieve in success in 2017 is summed up in Wayne Gretzky's mantra, skate to where the puck is going to be. Explain that, because that really makes sense, and we're able to do that now more than ever before.
Sure. In marketing today, one of the things that is becoming very fun and very scary potentially to the consumers is the fact that you can skate to where the puck is going. I mean, almost literally. So if you're a business owner, this is just an example of things that are happening this year that really weren't even really available last year. You can say, let's say it's a gym in your community, and they know that most of the people that have gym memberships there also shop at the organic grocery store. We can follow those people. Anybody who's been to, going to, or otherwise that organic grocery store, we can follow those people around and deliver ads to them just based on the fact that they've been there. And then even more importantly, once we deliver those ads, we can tell that gym who's running that campaign the number of those people we sent ads to that also went to the gym. That way they can start to have some attribution and really follow and understand any potential market segment that they're focused on. the technology is advancing so fast that at this point, it's almost like you're the CIA or the FBI running these highly sophisticated sort of monitoring programs where we're really watching every single mobile device that you can follow in a local market at all times. That way we can give really advanced, really crazy targeting to any business owner at any time.
We're talking about the company AdCelerant, the website AdCelerant.com. With us on the program, Brock Berry, CEO and founder, Shelby Carlson as well, co-founder and senior vice president of sales. And Shelby, I'm looking at one of your blogs on there, and this is interesting. There are so many platforms, so many venues to attempt to get to a potential customer. One is interesting, micro proximity, and you talk about CIA and FBI, like this really is the case. Talk about what that is, because we really can keep track of where our customers are.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. Certainly scary, but great for business. it's all part of the programmatic platform game, and it's the ability to make sure that you're showing an ad to the person that you want to, that has the affinity for your business. You see this almost every day when you're retargeted by Amazon, and you know, I'm definitely a shoe girl, and if I didn't purchase that pair of shoes, it seems to follow me until I finally decide to do it. And that's really the name of the game. And in micro proximity, it's kind of just the ability to put a geofence around any location and serve ads to people that have been there or are currently there. I mean, you can imagine, let's say you're a local car dealer and you're really wanting to push your services. And so you could essentially target every single person that's, you know, in a Jiffy Lube or a, you know, wherever they're getting their oil changed, which, you know, people spend a lot of time sitting in those waiting rooms on their phone, which we like to call dwell time. And we're able to pick up those people and possibly share them an ad and say, next time you want an oil change, get $10 off at this location and do conquesting. And you can essentially do this micro proximity campaign for any business. We recently did one for a school, a private school, and we were able to go after, you know, anywhere a mom would be. We did a lot of grocery stores. We did a lot of yoga studios and, you know, malls where parents typically are. And we kind of created a specific audience, specifically the targets that this school was looking for, and then we were able to just serve ads to those people. And then, of course, once we get them to their website and we know that they've clicked or engaged with the ads, we follow them around using retargeting, which most people know about these days because everyone I know has been retargeted in one way or another. And it just goes back to being able to use the absolute best technology out there for even those marketers that have limited budgets.
Yeah, what's amazing is the sophistication of the tools that are now available. And as someone, a business person, thinking, how in the world can I keep up on all of this? Again, the fact that I'm there doesn't mean I'm there as effectively as I should have been. AdCelerant has answers, and you can find out information on the company by going to the website AdCelerant.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A couple minutes left in the program. Brock, I know one thing you were talking about when you were looking ahead and sort of forecasting, predicting what might happen in 2017, and we're halfway through that year now. You were talking about the possibility of better and smarter technology. Talk about that, because if you look at it, from a person my age, it's like we probably have topped out in this, and you think there's even further we can go with this.
Definitely. One of the things that we find when we meet with local marketers is they struggle with, you know, they manage a lot of different parts of their business. They're the person doing merchandising, they do the payroll, they do the schedules, and finally, at some point in the day, they also have to do the marketing. And what they struggle with a lot of times is understanding the complexity of the information that's available to them, especially with digital advertising, where there's just so much data. Data is they call this now, digital data is kind of the new oil, if you will, in terms of a resource that's very valuable in the marketplace today. And these consumers, these marketers, they're really having a hard time understanding, leveraging, and using all this data. And as I look at 2017 and moving forward, and what we're really focused on is taking all that data and mobilizing it in ways where these tools essentially have their own artificial intelligence called machine learning, where we can, based on running tens of thousands of campaigns every single month, we're able to start to determine what kind of targets are working for a furniture store versus a car dealership, what kind of data segments or consumers are more likely to buy a couch versus more likely to buy furniture or a mattress. So taking all these data points, these millions and millions of data points, terabytes and terabytes of data, and boiling it down, and then having our recommendation engine, that proposal application Shelby was talking about, and have it more intuitively tell that marketer what they should be buying that will help drive mattress sales, that will help drive, you know, Chevy Silverado sales. So that's the future of this advertising landscape, is that the people thinking part is going to become less and less important, and the technology and these tools are going to be doing a lot of their own thinking, machine learning, and artificial intelligence, and making recommendations that are strategic and thoughtful based on millions of data points. That's the evolution of where we're heading, and we know a lot of our competition is also going that direction as well.
Shelby, what's fascinating, it wasn't that many years ago, let's use a car dealer as an example, and you were buying traditional advertising, and basically you had print, you had broadcast, and you knew that from statistics, maybe one out of seven, one out of eight people that would read your ad or see your ad would be in the market for a car. If I'm understanding correctly now, we pretty well, if you do it properly, you hit 10 people, all 10 of those people are probably in the market for a car. So you can really zero in and not have a whole lot of advertising waste anymore.
That's exactly right. And, you know, while it's still important to cast that net a little wide, you definitely should also be laser focusing using these technologies. And both still, you know, traditional media still absolutely works. But when you can get down to the absolute data points that Brock was referring to and know that that person is down the funnel a little bit more,
yes,
then you can certainly have an ongoing purchasing funnel to drive your business.
You know, it's interesting that the balance that's needed. And you'll find all of that, some great information at the website adcelerant.com. With us on the program, Brock Berry, who's CEO and founder, Shelby Carlson, co-founder, senior vice president of sales. Once again, the website is adcelerant.com. The name of the company is AdCelerant. And you can, of course, log on directly to their website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Brock and Shelby, it's a fascinating discussion today. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thanks for having us, Rick.
Yeah, Rick, thank you very much. It was great to be on.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. Information on today's guest from AdCelerant, the website adcelerant.com. You'll find it at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.